Good morning, 6:17 a.m. on August 6th, Monday morning. Yeah, I think that's right. I'm pretty sure that's right. It is August 6th. It is Monday morning. I'm looking forward to getting back in some sort of schedule. Not exactly sure what kind of schedule, but some kind. Band camp starts this week, so elder daughter will be needing a ride to school first thing in the morning every day. I already woke her up. She wasn't happy. I'm not sure exactly what this is going to shake out for this week. Probably awkwardly. Yesterday's progress was pretty much zip. I got almost what you call nothing done.
One mile in 17 minutes, 24 seconds.
Okay. So yeah, it was kind of a zippy day. It was mostly a family day, down day, most of the time. And I got started to do something, I got interrupted. Wasn't the most productive days. So I'm hoping today we'll get back on track. Today is the recording day. With any luck at all, I'll be able to get some more recording done. I've still got to do some more audio editing. I've got a lot of stuff in the can, so yeah, we're gonna see if we can't get that taken care of. Wednesday is format day. I'm gonna take whatever changes I've got by then, format it, and produce it. I can't wait. That's silly. Of course I can wait. But I also heard from Ryden, and Ryden is planning on releasing DoubleShare on September 1st. Now, today's already the 6th. I haven't got the edits back yet. Good morning. And Robin's gone on vacation. She won't be back for a few days. So I'm not exactly sure how that's going to shake loose. She has, however, assured me that she sees no reason why we can't make September 1st as a deadline for this 150,000 word book. So I suspect I know what I will be doing on the 22nd. Anyway, speaking of new books, Sydney Swanson, I think I've been calling her Cindy. Sydney Swanson, Saving Mars. It's in the sidebar on Talking About My Morning Walk. It's up, it's available. I think it came available yesterday in conjunction with the landing of Curiosity rover on Mars, so see how that works out for her. It is a good book. I enjoyed it quite a lot. I'm hiking this morning, I'll tell you. This is the week where I have to go weigh in at the doctor's office. Thursday morning. Was down to like 192, 193 on Saturday, so 6 pounds, 7 pounds, something like that. 6 pounds, 6 pounds in 6 weeks would be a pound a week. I only have to keep this up for another year. yeah, that'll work, I'm sure. Actually, I need to keep it up for the rest of my life. That's the downside. Although, if I can get something closer to where I need to be, I can have the occasional splurge. I can have the occasional dessert. I can go away to a con and eat. Eat for 3 days and then go home and get back on the horse. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I've been up an hour and a half. Stupid cats. The biggest problem with getting sleeping in the morning is the cats. They have a habit of digging their claws into the bed. Makes a lot of noise when they're trying to sleep in the bed. By the time you round them up and get them out of the bedroom, there's no sense to go back to sleep, which I think is probably their goal. I think I'm going to start keeping the bedroom door closed so the cats don't get in there. As nice as it is to have a cat cuddled up beside you, this 4 a.m. wake-up call with digging on the furniture just, you know, it just doesn't cut it. So it's a nice morning this morning. It's not as cool as it was yesterday. I think I got a good picture today. Shows a little more of the cloud structure. The clouds are, they're really quite thick. They're thicker than they look. There's a coming up on last quarter moon up above me here, and I can just barely make it out through the thin clouds. The sky in that direction looks blue, so it's really a thicker cloud than it looks. I feel myself slowing down. I can't do that. Pick up the pace. So yeah, I really got to get this book finished. I got to get it off my plate. I've got to get it taken care of. I've got to get it done so I can move on to the next one. It's just been sort of laying there. I can do this. I need to do this. I need to get this out. And the reason I need to get this out is that I really don't have a lot of confidence that Ryden is going to come through. I suppose that sounds terrible. But, I don't know, we could. I mean, there's still plenty of time. It's a little bit awkward because the book is so much larger than the rest. It's almost twice as big as quarter share. And where I could do an edit pass on quarter share, or even full share for that matter, in a day, doing a full edit pass on 150,000 words is really a 2-day effort. So it takes me a couple of days to go through. And one of the things that I'm not going to just accept is changes. She's She's made changes on me in the past that I didn't catch. And that's not necessarily the right way for me to go about this. I was listening to Coverville's police cover story, reminding me of some of the great old music off from Zenyatta Mondatta. Had me bopping along here this morning. It was great. It's funny, with the earbuds in, the music playing, it's sort of like soundtrack to my life. My eyes are the camera taking the pictures. Somewhat blurry and spotted at the moment, but be that as it may, pretty cool to listen to the covers of these songs. Some of them were really familiar, some of them were, there was one Spanish one that was wrapped around my finger. It's quite engaging. In fact, they were all quite engaging. I really did enjoy it. I have to get through this pile of stuff here because I've got to reload. There's lots of stuff on here I haven't listened to yet, but it's been a couple of weeks since I've synchronized my device, downloaded podcasts. I'm falling behind. Oh, Ave. Comes a jogger. Morning. It's looking way too cheerful this morning. So do I feel the stress bleeding out of me as I walk? No, I can't say that I do. It's supposed to be a good stress reliever. And I'm pretty sure that the walking is not hurting me in any significant way. Making me get up away from the computer for at least an hour a day. But never a dull moment.
Beautiful day.
I wish it were a little cooler, or I wish I had worn, today I wore a fuzzy shirt. I wish I'd worn a lighter shirt. This one's going to be sweat soaked by the time I get back. That's not going to be pretty. So let's see. Yeah, today I've got to edit audio. I also have to record, particularly since I can't record for long periods of time. That means is that I can get an hour's worth of recording in and then go back to working on audio editing for my stint this morning. I really got to get back on track. A day off is not an occasion to stop. So let's see what else. What else? lots of traffic here at the moment. People, joggers, walkers, cars. No end of the enjoyment. So, Wednesday, Saturday release. That's my goal. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, but we'll see if that works out. Thursday is a doctor's appointment, and then I think I put that down as format day. Start doing the paste up to get the book together into the publishing programs. Get the various versions of it put together so that when it comes time to pull a trigger, all I have to do is take the files and upload them. Brand gave me a tip, I think I mentioned it before, where Office, Microsoft Word, if you upload it into Calibre, it doesn't format into a book, it's just a document. You can't translate it. But if you take an OpenOffice document, an ODT file, and upload it, it'll translate it into any version that you like. So I have to look at that, because that would be a handy way to turn that file, that ODT file, into a whole variety of different formats that I might need. It would give me the opportunity to create the Smashwords document file and with their nuclear option to get it published, and then do the same thing to create the EPUB for Pubit and the Mobi to upload to Kindle, and the HTML to upload to CreateSpace. So that would be cool. Alright, I'm here. I made it. I'm at the back gate. Haven't quite finished 2 miles. But it's close. How close is it? 1.99 miles. Close enough. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.